Who were these men who stepped forward? Why would soldiers whose military occupation specialties greatly decreased their probability of seeing direct combat volunteer for a highly classified and dangerous mission? What experience had prepared them for assignment to a unit that clearly was not to be a headquarters unit? Davis, Bob Sizemore, and Pat Shows were clerks. Gannon, a clerk typist. Vernon Bates was in the GHQ supply company, and Charles Reppert was a supply sergeant. Jamie Lee, Bill Seavey, Raymond Putton, and Tyrus Loveless were in General MacArthur's Honor Guard company. Loveless had been drafted by the Sheboygan Redskins in the newly created National Basketball Association. George Chambers and D.K. Robertson were military policemen. Dave Carter, who had enlisted in 1947 at age 17, Rubel Edwards and Lee Broussard were in the Guard Company. Carter also was a member of the Far East Command basketball team. Robert Freeman was a radio operator in GHQ. Earl Lindsay transcribed messages. James Lipford had enlisted as an infantryman in 1947, and by 1950, he was in charge of housing assignments in Tokyo. "I primarily had to keep officers' wives satisfied," he recalled. Bob Dove was responsible for receiving dry cleaning at the post laundry. George Berry and Bobby Bolick played football for the General Headquarters Athletics. Cecil Kimry drove for Major General Alfonso Fox, MacArthur's deputy chief of staff. Because of his height, Davis initially had been singled out for assignment to the Honor Guard. When interviewed by company commander Captain Kenneth Groom, Davis told him he had no intention of spending 3 years on guard duty. He quickly found himself in the supply business. Few had combat experience. An exception was Clayton Ehrman, who had been wounded fighting as a rifleman in the 100th Infantry Division in Europe during World War II. Ray Kyler had parachuted onto Corregidor with the 503rd Airborne RCT in February 1945. Leslie Lepley earned his combat infantryman badge while fighting in Europe. Willie Maples, assigned to the Guard Company, was also a World War II veteran. Some of these soldiers, such as Frank Budzinski and Maurice Ayers, responded to notes posted on bulletin boards. Dan Bish, a member of the Motor Battalion, responded to a request for volunteers announced in a unit formation. Davis, one of 10 children who grew up on a farm, had lobbied for a transfer to a combat unit. John May, a cook, simply heard about the creation of a special unit and applied. Show's company commander told him he had the necessary qualifications and that he was being reassigned. Edwards's and Broussard's company commander asked whether they would like to volunteer for a clandestine outfit that had fairly stringent qualifications. Both said yes. World War II veteran Lepley volunteered because he did not want to miss a damn good fight. John Connor and Joe Myers asked to go because they saw a photograph of an American soldier who had been executed by the North Koreans. Some were lured by adventure. Dave Davis wanted to get to a combat unit. That desire, however, was tempered by a conversation he had with his boss, Colonel William L. Mitchell, G4 Logistics Officer of Headquarters and Service Command, GHQ, Far East Command, told him that he would not likely come back. The question of whether Mitchell meant Davis would not return to G4 or from Korea was left hanging in the air. A colonel told Corporal Pat Gannon there was a strong likelihood of his receiving numerous medals. The geopolitical aspects of the war were of little concern. They just wanted to get into the fight.